All right, Bruce Jenkins joins us. Bruce, Giants having a good week of baseball here. It's a whole different way to look at Giants baseball, isn't it?
Marty, they're going all the way. No, it's really fun. It is. I mean, so many good things are happening, and they're scoring, you know, they've scored seven runs for four games in a row, you know, that's pretty serious stuff. So, I mean, it's been a lot of fun through all the anxiety going on. They're playing really good ball, and good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and I think there's a stat was in four games they've scored 30 runs, but no pitcher, no starting pitcher has gone five innings yet. What's happened to them? Look, they're getting away with it, you know, and it's a short season. What can I tell you?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to last. I think we'll see Samardzija and Cueto and Smiley when he gets back. You know, are going to be able to do that. I think Logan Webb as well, and I know they all want to, and I don't think it's sustainable to have everybody going four and a third. I mean, you're going to have a pretty hearty bullpen. Although, you know, in a 60-game season, if you do manage it right, it is possible, but I don't think even Gabe Kapler thinks it's advisable.
Well, the Mets have not seen Cespedes today. How about that? That's been all over the Twitter this morning. He didn't show up at the ballpark. He didn't call in. They don't know where he is. Boy, what a career this guy has had. Isn't it something?
Oh, man. I mean, there's definitely a book there. Just the way that he got to America from Cuba was an amazing story. And, you know, it's funny. I go back to the very beginning, the very first day he showed up in the A's camp. It was spring training. And he, you know, he showed up, and the first thing he did was put a uniform on and go out to the cage and work with Manny Ramirez. And I just thought, well, you know, this guy is, you know, he wants to be a student of the game, and he's tremendously impressive, unbelievable physical specimen. But he's had all kinds of weird injuries. Didn't he have some kind of an incident with a wild boar?
Yeah, the boar was coming at him, and he stepped in a hole, or something happened.
Yeah. Every time I've messed with a wild boar, it hasn't ended well.
Really?
And I know you have several occasions on yours, but I mean they've been in Atlanta. It's not like it was they were traveling somewhere. You know, they're in Atlanta, and all of a sudden he doesn't show up. So, or they're playing Atlanta. I don't know if they're in New York or Atlanta, but anyway, they can't find him in the town that they're in. So that's disturbing to say the least.
We may see our first seven-inning doubleheader today, I think, if Allie, who was on prior to you, Bruce, Reds and Tigers playing two today. If the weather holds up, it should be two seven-inning games, I think.
Yeah. You know, it's yet another rule change that we have to put up with and not get too upset about. You know, I think it's kind of understandable in the situation that we're in. They don't want everybody staying at the ballpark forever, and it doesn't rile me that much. It's not the baseball that we know it. And like most of this stuff, I hope it doesn't come back next year or, you know, whenever there's people in the stands and the game is absolutely normal. I don't think that would be very appropriate, nor would there be many doubleheaders anyway under that circumstance. So, but I think the way it is now, it's perfectly fine.
You know, Ron Wotus was on this morning, Bruce, and talking about Wilmer Flores, and Woe had a chance to talk to him about the Mets situation when he thought he was traded and he cried and had the walk-off homer later in the week. Wilmer Flores is kind of an interesting young man. I like him as a hitter. Defensively, I'm not sure where he's going to fit in all the time. But I think he's got an interesting personality and an interesting way of approaching life. I like Wilmer Flores.
Yeah, you know, it's so considered, you know, not very cool in baseball to, well, there's no crying in baseball, as
no,
Tom Hanks
absolutely
told us.
I mean,
but there is. In his case, I thought it was very endearing, and I don't think it, you know, people were going, wow, this kid's really affected by it. But then he hits the walk-off homer, and he's so endearing, and he's becoming kind of the quintessential Giant. He's a damn good right-handed hitter, and the defense isn't quite there. But I don't know if how the defense is going to play out in the end. But, yeah, he's, you know, he and Solano and Yastrzemski, I mean, so many of these guys are – they're really likable, and that goes a long way. You know, around the country they're thinking, who would tune in to watch this roster? You know, but once you start watching it, it's really fun.
Well, and they're very good. Again, they get a lefty today, Coby Allard, for the Texas Rangers, who on Halloween dressed up as Johnny Manziel, apparently. But, you know, 14th
nothing more
pick,
horrifying than that, right?
Yeah, 14th pick in the country, and he's a lefty, and the Giants have that lineup against left-handers. And you're right, if you tune into the Giants, they're going to do some damage today.
Anytime a lefty's out there, the way they're playing, you know, you've got to feel really good about it. I'll tell you, Longoria, I was such a fan of his when he played for Tampa Bay. When he came here, I thought, man, this is a fantastic acquisition. He was the face of the franchise, a beautiful rhythm to his swing, and he seemed like he was kind of on a slow fade out, but his hitting really looks good now. He's yet another right-handed hitter who can really play defense. So that's another I look for him to go deep today.
Well, and I'll tell you something that's very nice, and that is seeing Longoria, Crawford, and Belt there. And I didn't have a chance to mention this to WOTUS today. I should have. But, you know, Donovan Solano turned a couple of double plays yesterday. His pivot at second base, I mean, that ball was gone. I thought that stood out to me yesterday.
Yeah, he's made some pretty athletic plays at second base that didn't involve the pivot. Certainly don't think he's a complete disaster there. And let's face it, he's never really had the chance to play every day in the big leagues. You know, you can lose your rhythm, if you even have any, pretty quick that way. So, you know, give him a chance. And, yeah, that's a good test of a second baseman if he hangs in there and makes the good throw. And, you know, that's a very rugged play to have to get through. So that's a great find. Great find.
Yeah, he's on a pace for 234 hits and 234 RBIs.
He's George Sisler, for heaven's sakes.
and Yastrzemski, I love the projections. You know, but it shows you just where they're at in nine games. 180 runs, 36 homers, and 216 hits.
Yeah, and the thing is that that's obviously not going to happen. But if you did give him a full season the way these guys are developing, you wouldn't be at all surprised to see either one of them hit, you know, 310 with 85 RBIs or more and 28 homers, if in Yaz's case, or more. So, yeah, the projections are kind of hilarious right now.
Yeah, but it gives you some perspective on what they're doing.
Yeah.
Barragar and Gallo, that to me was...
That was the pitch of the night.
Wasn't it fun?
Yeah, it's a lefty on lefty, which, you know, when Gallo's up there... In a big situation, you really want a lefty up there. But, you know, as opposed to the big bender, you know, that breaks low and away, that's impossible to hit, he throws a low and inside fastball, equally unhittable, really. And it's a strike. I mean, that's a precise pitch to throw right there, and he absolutely nailed it.
And this is a kid, what's an amazing story, and it's really something to watch. Never been in the big leagues before. And they put him in. Remember the Dodgers? They put him in against the meat of the order in his debut. And here it was the turning point of the game last night. The save was on the line. And he just came in and said, oh, really? Try to hit this.
Exactly. I'm going to throw you a fastball here. And not only that, you're going to take it and see you later. Yeah. He's got some stones.
Yeah, no mystery. It wasn't like I'm going to trick you or, you know.
Right.
I'll tell you, the Rangers – it was sickening last night to watch them. Their 3-2 pitches, they missed by 2 feet, 3 feet.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
11 walks, Marty.
Really, 11 walks. And they were 11 real walks. It wasn't like they got squeezed, you know?
Yeah, they earned all 11 of them.
Boy, how'd you like Jim Wolfe earning? Boy, he got clobbered.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Kruk and Kuiper mentioning how he's in such great shape. And, you know, I don't really make a study of the umpires, but they made a point of saying, this guy is like, Kruk will call him a specimen.
Yeah.
And it came in handy because, I mean, he got clocked there.
Yeah.
And Heinemann, you know, he took the credit later for not doing a good job on that rundown. But it's one of those plays you go, have I ever seen anything exactly like that in baseball? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, no, but it's a good thing it was Wolf and not a guy who, you know, was. Most of these guys are in pretty good shape, really. So they're not all Ken Kaiser.
Well, I was just going to say Ken. If it was Ken Kaiser, they would have taken Heinemann off.
Yeah.
former wrestler Ken Kaiser.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, his, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or exactly. Ron Luciano. I think he was a football player, wasn't he, Bruce Luciano?
Yeah, I think he was, yeah.
Pro football. All right, one last thing for you. We're going to acknowledge Thurman Munson today, and the Yankee captain 41 years ago lost his life in that plane crash in Cleveland. Your thoughts on Thurman Munson?
Well, I couldn't wait to vote for him every time his name showed up on the ballot. I'm not looking at any numbers or years that he played or he didn't have enough this or that. I mean, one of the great things about being able to cover ball in the 80s was to be able to go to Yankee Stadium and experience that whole atmosphere. But, you know, one of the greatest things was to watch him catch. And, you know, he was always – the arm was always falling off, and he's throwing from his knees. He's still completely doing the job. He's getting big hits. Really beloved character, tough as nails, absolutely everything you'd ever want in a catcher, and a total winner, an absolute winner. And you know, I didn't quite catch him maybe in his absolute prime, but it was very special to watch him play through some really serious injuries, and to the point where you wouldn't think of benching this guy. He's got too much heart, too much talent. Big loss when he went.
Yeah, and I agree with you. You know. Look, we you and I have talked about Hall of Fame for 20 years together. I could see him in it. I could see, you know, one of the great catchers of all time. Why not?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, when I served on one of the veterans committees, the one that elected La Russa and Cox and Torrey and those guys. And, you know, in the room there were the guys like, you know, Carlton Fisk and Andre Dawson and Frank Robinson and – and it varies from year to year, but you tend to have people who have really been around, and I think that matters, as opposed to, you know, you put them on the regular ballot now, and people who didn't see him play look at the numbers and think, oh, well, you know, whatever. But I think if you put him before a committee of people who really remember him, I think that would happen.
Yeah, boy, you were in the room where it happened, like in Hamilton.
I was. That was a real privilege. I'm looking around. There's Tommy Lasorda and Jerry Reinsdorf. And, you know, what the hell am I doing in here?
Oh, come on. Well, you deserve it. That's a big thrill. That's you know, on my bucket list of things, I would love one day to vote in one of those situations. That would be that's pretty cool.
It was in Orlando, and they flew me down there, a nice hotel, and got there the night before, got to hobnob a little bit with some of these guys.
Good for you.
And, Steve Hurt was there and Jack O'Connell, and it was a nice kind of cross-section.
Did you say Jack O'Conlon?
Jack O'Connell, treasurer of the baseball writers.
Only kidding.
Jack O'Conlon, yeah. Augie Donatelli and, you know, and Nestor Shylock were there,
and
too.
And Al Barlick and Larry Knapp, and we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Hey, our greatest game today, very quickly, I know Raf is going to yell at me for going on a little bit, but our greatest game today was Game 4 of the World Series of 1962, the Chuck Hiller Grand Slam. And Bruce, if you haven't heard our greatest game, listen to it. You'll love it. But what a game that was, 66,000, Ford and Marichal, Game 4 of the World Series in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, and it turns out it was – really about anything but Ford and Marichal. And, you know, Chuck right. Hiller, people are trying to place the name, let alone, being familiar with it. And his grand slam winds up being the decider. That was a very bizarre World Series. But, that'd be well worth tuning into because, I mean, you know, you got Mays and Mantle and Maris. Come on. I mean, Whitey Ford and Marichal and it's really a shame there was so much rain during that World Series. It came to an awesome conclusion, you know, Game 7 and McCovey and that whole bit. But and the way Maris and Cepeda on deck and everything about it was really fascinating. But there was some long layoffs in that series. So you remember the really big moments, and Hiller's was about as big as anyone's, even for the team that wound up not winning it.
Oh, it was great. Don Larson got the win.
And, mm-hmm.
You know, bases
there you
loaded,
go. Years
two
out.
And,
for the Giants. Yeah.
Huge game. All right. Raf's going to yell at me for going too long because we started 1:05 today, so we lost 5 minutes. But, hey, great to chat with you. Have a good week. I hope good things for baseball, and we'll look forward to talking next week.
Sounds good, Marty. Talk then.
All right. Take care. All right. That's Bruce Jenkins. All right. We got to –